Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk Spotsylvania County and Parks and Rec this morning as we approach the warmer weather and spring and summer. There are a lot of things going on. Lindsay Leach from Parks and Rec here. Lindsay, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'll tell you what, there are, as I look through the Facebook page and the website, which both have a lot of information, if you don't pay close attention, there's a lot going on in Spotsylvania County. Sometimes you'll go by Loriella Park or some of the parks and you'll tend to think, you know, baseball, soccer, you know, the sports events. A lot more than that going on in Spotsylvania these days.
Absolutely. We've got so many special events, special programs, leisure programs that a lot of people don't even know about or realize that we run. So we'd love to give you some information today and tell you what we've got going on this spring and summer.
That's what we're gonna get into all of that. And if anybody wants to find out more, if you really just go to the website is
www.spotsylvania.va.us/parks and rec.
Just Google Spotsylvania Parks and Rec.
It'll show up. The easiest way to do it.
And you've also got a great Facebook page that keeps people up to date on all of this stuff, too. Because the reason is, besides just maybe marking some things on calendars, sometimes for trips or for things, there are deadlines, and you want to sign up because some of this stuff does sell out.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a lot of things that do sell out very quickly. Most everything that we have is a pre-registration, which a lot of people don't realize too. We get people that, you know, just show up at special events, which we hate for the kids because we plan ahead for goodie bags or, you know, treats and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's definitely better to be on top of it, mark your calendars and get in there first thing if you can.
We're going to start off with, there's a concert series every summer at Patriot Park, and this Friday night is when that kicks off. Patriot Park's an interesting spot because you go by there on the weekend, and that place, it's I don't know how many baseball fields there are there, but they are all filled, and there are a lot of kids on those fields.
Yeah, a lot of the travel baseball leagues, they use them on the weekends, but there's 8 baseball fields, I think 6 soccer fields. They're used for, you know, Parks and Rec, for travel ball, all kinds of things, plus the YMCA's
right there,
playground.
Yeah.
There's trails in the park, so a lot of people go on the trails and walking. There's always a lot going on at Patriot Park.
I forgot about the trails at Patriot Park. I mean, I totally forgot that. Loriella's got some cool trails, and I know a lot of the high school cross country teams use the trails at Loriella, but I had forgotten about what's over at Patriot Park.
Yeah, there's trails at Patriot Park and trails at Loriella. Both of the trail maps can be found on our website for both of those parks. Or if you're at Loriella, stop by and see us during the daytime. We've got printed maps out there, so you can stop by, say hello, see all that we've got going on, and grab a map for those trails while you're out there.
The concert series, like we said, starts this Friday night is when that kicks off, and this is a yearly thing that Parks and Rec does. I know you see signs around different strategic parts of the county with the listing, but this Friday night it starts.
It starts this Friday, May 4th. We're going to kick it off with the band High Mileage. We've got, you know, 4 great local bands that come in every Friday in May. This year, we're doing something a little bit new. We've got themed nights for each week. So for each theme of the week, the people that are participating can get $1 off their ticket. So this Friday, May 4th, like I said, we're starting off with High Mileage, and it's Spotsylvania County Employees Night. So if you're a Spotsylvania County employee, just show us your badge or your business card, and you can get $1 off your ticket.
Okay, and so then that's this Friday, and then you've got, run down the list that you've got there, because you've got them right on through Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, sir, yep. Next weekend is Friday, May 11th. We've got Right Turn Clyde, who play just a variety of music. They're awesome guys. And that one's Teacher's Night. So if you're a teacher anywhere and you have a school ID, just show that to us at the gate and get $1 off those tickets. The next weekend is Friday, May 18th, which is Acoustic Onion, which is one of our absolute favorite bands. They're a Beatles cover band, mm-hmm. but they make it their own. Some of it you don't even realize it's a Beatles song. They kind of sound like beach music a little bit. So that's Tie-Dye Night, which is my favorite. Yep, for the Beatles, tie-dye.
Yeah.
So wear your tie-dye shirt, come get $1 off your ticket and have some fun. And then we're going to finally kick it off Memorial Day weekend that Friday night with Desert Wind. And that's going to be our military and first responder night. So any kind of fire, rescue, police, military, come get $1 off your ticket and get in that night. It's all family friendly, lots of fun. There's huge, grass area for the kids to play in. We hand out footballs or frisbees or whatever we've got. Cornhole boards are out there. We've got two food trucks coming. So Gobi's Grub, they do hot dogs, hamburgers, that kind of thing. Okay. And then the Eat Shop has some awesome gourmet-flavored popcorn.
I know. And with a lot of people, a lot of times people will come meet their families if they're commuters and will come straight from work.
And you can bring a picnic dinner with you, bring in snacks, drinks. Sit back, relax. It's very, very affordable. It's $5 a ticket for 13 and up, $2 for ages 9 to 12, and then 8 and under are all free. So very affordable for the family to come out and just enjoy the weather now that we're finally getting some good weather.
Finally. And these are rain or shine, right? Because the amphitheater is a great spot.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know about the amphitheater. They forget that the park goes, from Smith Station all the way down to Massaponix Church Road. So the amphitheater is a great little spot. Big stage. We've got the lights and everything there. On the side of the park towards Massaponix Church Road. They are rain or shine. If the weather is going to impede the concert at all, then we'll move it inside to the Marshall Center.
Okay. Again, the weather this weekend this Friday night is supposed to be good. So these are, even if you're not even that interested, even if you're just casually interested in the music, it's just a kind of a community gathering kind of thing.
Yes, absolutely. And like I said, it's fun for the family. It's somewhere that the whole family can go for $20 or so, and really just have a good time, enjoy the weather, enjoy the park, and spend some quality time together. So we encourage everybody to come on out.
Friday nights in May, it begins, gates open at 6, concert starts at 7, and this Friday night is when the concert series at Patriot Park begins. Lindsay Leach from Spotsylvania Parks and Rec here. We are talking all the events that are going on this spring and summer with Spotsylvania Parks and Rec. We will continue. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Lindsay Leach from Spotsylvania Parks and Rec here this morning as we talk about everything going on with Spotsylvania County. One of the things, Lindsay, we were just talking about this, the history at L'Oreal Park. Terry Doherty was here a few weeks ago and talking about there's a lot more signage now around the park explaining kind of the history of the house and explaining the people that are tied to that land.
Yeah.
I never realized L'Oreal Park really had the history.
Yeah,
around it.
It's land that was donated to the county by a local family, the Gordons. And Terry's done an awesome job of getting these really nice signs put out in front of the house, just kind of explaining where the name L'Oreal Park came from. It was actually a couple of the owner's daughters. He put their names together and made up L'Oreal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that how it is?
Yes. Yeah.
I could never figure out that part of it.
Yep. They put a couple of the names together and made L'Oreal out of some of the daughters and granddaughters' names. But like I said, when you walk in our office, we've got this huge display case of some of the old artifacts. You can see pictures of all the family members that lived in this house. It's just really, really interesting. And if you ask anybody in the office, we say it's haunted. We have a ghost named Thomas. He comes and the doors will randomly open or things will fall off of shelves. Typewriter, he likes the typewriter. He'll click on the typewriter when nobody's around the typewriter. So it's just really kind of interesting. And if anybody, you know, local to the area who's been here for a long time, they usually don't even know a lot of the facts about it and realize where it even came from or that people actually lived in this house where our offices are now.
Right. No, I've been in there many times, usually just to pay for, to pay for a sports season for my kids, and you never think of it. And I've never bothered to look around or see, but it must be interesting working in such a historic house.
Absolutely. Like I said, just knowing the facts and, kind of sitting there, and our office was an old bedroom. You know, it's like, who slept in this bedroom? What happened in this bedroom? There was some turmoil within the family. There's a lot of different stories about, someone that was shot in the house.
I was going to say, to imagine all of that.
Yeah, so, like I said, Terry did an awesome job with these big boards outside. They're really pretty. They've got some nice pictures on them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And a lot of the facts. But, if anybody's local to the area, it's a great thing just to Google and look up and see everything that happened.
It is.
On this property and in this house.
No, I learned a lot about that. Those are, and they haven't been up for very long around L'Oreal Park.
No, they came up just a couple of months ago.
Okay.
So it was, a project that Terry, our historian's been working on, and he came to fruition, basically, and he got them printed, got them put out there. Our maintenance guys did an awesome job getting them mounted, getting them set in the ground, and they look really good.
Who knew? All that a lot of times you go to some port. You mean you go to L'Oreal to play games or watch your kids play games, you don't think about
that. Yeah, people don't even realize there's a couple of cemeteries on the property, and there's a bunch of legends and rumors and stuff about who's buried in this property. One of them's the family that lived in the house. So lots of history and lots of interesting facts.
A lot of times we don't think about it because I a few years ago I learned a lot about Curtis Park in Stafford. Same thing. Or it was in the family. They donated it to the county. And with a lot of this land, there are things because of the history in this area that go with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a great thing about Spotsylvania. There's so much history. And so we try to tie that into a lot of the stuff that we do and, really try to let the public know some of the background and some of the, history and the fun facts about our land and properties and stuff.
On to other events. Lindsay Leach with Spotsylvania Parks and Rec here this morning as we talk about things going on in the county this spring and summer. One of the things, you've got a New York City spring trip coming up.
Yes, sir. Spring trip's coming up on Saturday, May 19th. This is something that you need to pre-register for. So, we talked about it a little bit before, but make sure this is something that does fill up, and it's going to fill up quickly. I think we're down to about 40 spaces left, which is not a lot at all. But we're going to take off from L'Oreal Park at 4:30 a.m. You meet at the L'Oreal Park pool parking lot. It takes you all the way to New York City to the 34th Street Macy's. You have the day to explore the city on your own and then hop back up on the bus in the evening and come back to the park.
Wow. If you don't want to deal with traffic and you want to sit up, this is a great opportunity and really affordable.
Yes, it's only $65 a person, which if you compare it to some of the other bus lines, the train, train tickets are about $175 a person. So $65 per person for the bus is nothing. It takes away the stress of traffic and the tolls and finding parking and having to move your car because you only got a 6-hour parking spot. So you got to move your car in the middle of the day. You can sleep, on the way there. You can sleep on the way home. It's a really, really fun time.
Yeah, if you've never gone to New York City and you haven't done it because of those things that you talked about, this is your way, and you're not You're not having to do all the work. You just go and you get out, you get back in, and you come back and you get back. Hopefully the early morning, but still you haven't done any, had to do any of all the work.
Right. It's definitely a long day. It's almost 24 hours in total. But like you said, you're able to sleep on the way there. You're able to, nap on the way home. And it really just allows you to enjoy the day. My mom and I are going, we got tickets to Margaritaville, the musical.
Yeah.
So, you can kind of do things like that and, not have to worry about the driving and the money for tolls is crazy.
Oh,
you spend
yeah.
more than $65 just on the tolls to get there. So, take all that away. Let us do the work. And
well, good for you. You're going on the trip and you're doing something fun, making a memory.
Yes, yeah. And so it's great. Get your group of girlfriends or a couple of couples that want to go and explore the city and enjoy the spring weather again. New York is awesome in the springtime with all the parks and the flowers are blooming. The city's just alive, and it's not as busy as it is at Christmas time.
Yeah.
So you can really explore and you can see 10 times more than you can at Christmas time, just because you can get around the city easy.
So is there a I guess there's a capacity issue here, so if you're interested in doing this, you need to sign up.
Yes, like I said, there's only about 40 spots left. We take 3 buses, so there's 165 people max that we can take, and we only have about 40 spaces left. So get that registration form. It can be found on our website, and get it into us ASAP.
And so that's and while you're there, you can check out the house when you come. But yeah, if there's that many spaces, it's Saturday the 19th, and to register, you've got until May 11th. So
yep, you've got until May 11th.
Get your people together.
Yes, because after that, the price goes up $10, and you want to avoid that late fee. So
okay.
Get it in before May 11th, or before the bus is filled. So it won't take long to fill it.
So you do other bus trips to New York City, don't you?
We do. We do some at Christmas. And this year we're actually doing 2 dates because it's such a popular trip. So we're going on Saturday, December 1st and Saturday, December 8th. So those registration forms will be available mid-August.
Okay.
Those trips, yeah.
Okay. Did I see something right? Did I get something from? And I don't know if I got it from Parks and Rec. I may have gotten it from the county or somewhere, where the date has already been set and information is out on the Christmas parade already.
Yes. The Christmas parade is going to be Saturday, December 1st. We have our poll open coming up soon to pick the theme for the parade. So if you come in the summer months at L'Oreal, we have a tally form that you can fill out to help choose the theme of the parade.
Okay.
But it is set for December 1st. And again, those registration forms to participate, which our parade is completely free. You don't pay to participate.
Yeah.
It's free to everybody. They're going to be available come August also.
It doesn't seem right that on May 1st, we're talking 7 months from, just to think, because between now and then, the leaves will be off the trees again, and it'll be cold.
Yeah.
But before you know it, it'll be Christmas parade time.
It will, and a lot of people don't realize just how long some of these events take to plan.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, like Stars and Stripes, our big 4th of July.
Yeah.
We take about 1 month off, and that's the month of July when we just finished one. But come, August, September, we're back planning for the next year. So it's a 7-8 month process.
No, and for these kind of things, I guess, Lizzie, you're looking at, what worked, what didn't, what you want to add to it,
yeah.
and all that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of our, big events, we've got committees. So we're having committee meetings once a month, VDOT permits and working with the sheriff's office and fire and rescue and, different emergency response situations for us, in Parks and Rec strategics. And, hey, we had a parade that had 3,000 people in it do we need to reel that in, or can we,
maintain
that capacity?
Are there ever any months where it slows down for Parks and Rec? I mean, maybe after the Christmas parade, a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much after the Christmas parade until the first of the year, we get a little bit of a break, and then the first of the year, we're back scheduling, all of our bands for the concert series, setting all of our dates for our events, making the year-long calendar, putting in, permits for the whole year, and, planning road closures for the whole year and all of that kind of stuff. So we get a little break around the holidays, and we come back hopefully refreshed and get going.
Best part of winter, or at least the thing that gives me hope, is it'll be the dead of winter and I'll go by Loriella Park and I'll see the sign that will say soccer signups starting now, and you'll think spring will come.
Yep, those soccer and T-ball and baseball start in January, getting ready for, that March and April. Go time. And, so you always got to think a season ahead at Parks and Rec. So.
Yeah, no, you see those signs, and it does give you hope.
Yeah.
Lindsay Leach here with Spotsylvania Parks and Rec. Again, the website, if people want to, just Google Spotsylvania Parks and Rec and you find things.
Yep, that's the easiest way to do it. Also, check our Facebook page. We put up tons of updates, lots of details on things. When it gets closer to a lot of these events, the road closure maps, parking details, all of that kind of stuff are always up on our Facebook page. So,
more coming up, lots coming up still in the rest of the spring and summer. Lindsay Leach from Spotsylvania Parks and Rec. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Lindsay Leach here from Spotsylvania Parks and Rec this morning. We're talking about all the events and activities. Again, go to the Facebook page or just Google Spotsylvania Parks and Rec, because there really are a lot of things. And a lot of these events, Lindsay, have been going on for years. It's not like Parks and Rec just got this idea. We can do things. You've been doing them, but I guess the thing is, it's just getting the word out that Spotsylvania Parks and Rec is more than just, baseball and soccer and just the leagues, which take up a lot of time.
Yeah, just a lot of it's just getting the word out to people, and people may see the events and not even realize that it's Parks and Rec that's putting them on, or different programs. We've got so many leisure programs that people don't even realize that we have. And of course, every couple of years, when a group of kids that have done it since the beginning, they go through the years and then they age out.
Yeah.
We need to kind of put in the effort to get a new group of kids that come in, and do it each year until they age out too. So, just keeping it involved. We've got so many, new people to the area, so many new buildings and apartment complexes, and a lot of people just don't know what the county has to offer them.
Yeah, boys, that there's a lot of things going up. You go over there by Cortland and out that way with all those things are going up. You've got a kids fishing derby.
We do, yes,
coming
sir.
Up.
Yep, so the Kids Fishing Derby, that's coming up on Saturday, June 16th. It's the Saturday before Father's Day. It starts at 7:30 in the morning and goes to 11. Again, this is something that you need to pre-register for.
Okay.
It's completely free for ages 4 to 14 at Hunting Run Reservoir. But again, pre-register. This is something that will fill. We do have a limited number of spaces, so get that registration form in as soon as you can to make sure you hold your spot for that. It's tons of fun. We give out prizes for each age group for the most fish caught and the largest fish caught. You've got the opportunity to rent John boats if you want. We've got crafts and different vendors out, and it's just it's a great time, especially Father's Day weekend. Spend some time with dad, go out fishing. There's nothing better that you can do with your dad than sit there and fish for a little while.
Yeah, I've not been to Hunting Run, but I've heard stories that it's stocked with a lot of fish.
We have never had a fishing derby where a kid has not gotten any fish. So you always get something.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, kind of two sides to the reservoir. You can go off to the left, and that's where, you know, some of the bigger fish are. So mm-hmm. you may get one or two big fish. But if you go over to the right, there's a little dock. The kids love to fish off the dock, and there's just thousands and tons of little kind of minnow fish. And they just, I mean, it's like a plucking pond. They can get 20, 30, 40 fish, and they love it. It's a confidence booster for, you know, those beginner fishermen.
Yeah, for anybody. That's yeah. what you like. It's like fishing in a barrel.
Yeah.
So now, again, I haven't been to Hunting Run. Where's the entrance to that?
It's off Ely's Ford Road.
That's what I thought. Yep, that's
so
what I was thought.
So if you go down Ely's Ford Road just a couple of miles, the entrance is going to be on your right-hand side. There's a big sign out front, so you can't miss it. And you just kind of go down the little gravel road there. There's a big parking area. And we set up to check in right in front of the loading area for the boats.
Are there trails out there too?
There are some trails. Some are just from fishermen that were trying to get down to other sides of the reservoir. But there's trails, there's picnic tables. It's open to the public. You can get even season passes to the reservoirs. So definitely look into the reservoirs if it's something that you like the water, like to fish.
Yeah.
Because there's always boats for rent. You can put your own boat in. So we've got Hunting Run, and we've got Nye River Reservoir, too, for Parks and Rec.
So, again, it's a kids' fishing derby. It is on June, you said 15th?
16th. Yes.
16th.
Saturday, June 16th. Pre-register, please pre-register. Ages 4 to 14, and it's, like I said, completely free. Very good time. It doesn't impede on the rest of your weekend. It's early in the morning,
yeah.
So you'll be out by 11 and have the rest of the weekend to celebrate. But bring dad.
Yeah, it's
bring
a Father's Day kind
yes,
of thing.
It's a great time. The kids love it, and we've got goodie bags for everybody that participates. You get a free T-shirt for participating. And then, like I said, there's prizes for each age group and most fish caught and largest fish caught. So it's so fun to see the little kids when they get their little medals and get their prizes for their fish.
Cool. Okay. Get the again. It's June the 16th for that, and you need to sign up for that before that fills up. The L'Oreal Park Pool, I know, is a happening place all summer long, and that will. But boy, with this being May 1st, that's going to be opening before you know it on Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, it opens Saturday, May 26th, and we're open until Labor Day, so it's open until September 3rd. I won't go over all the hours because they're kind of confusing it a lot, but we do have an adjusted schedule during school.
Yeah.
And then it opens
longer when school's out.
7 days a week once school's out. Tons of stuff going on. Right now, our season passes are on sale. So if you need to get your season pass for the summer, come on in and get that season pass.
But I guess it'll be different this year, just thinking ahead because of the schools changing. Starts in Spotsylvania early August this year.
It
so
does.
That'll change the hours a little bit of the pool, I would think.
Yep, so this is going to be our transition year. At the later on in the summer, once school goes back, we're going to be open extended hours on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays once school starts. So we're going to be open 3 to 9 on Fridays. We're going to stay open until 9 p.m. on Saturdays.
Okay.
And then our regular hours, noon to 7 on Sundays.
Boy, but then come next year, you'll be open earlier in June.
Yes. Yep, we'll be open from the get-go. Once the season starts, we'll be open full-time since there's no school overlapping at the beginning of the season. And then we'll go to those school hours later in the summer.
Yeah, so this really will be a transition. I was over there just the other day. It looks like they've been getting the pool ready, and you know, you're getting close to being ready to go.
Yes, our parks guys do an incredible job each and every year, so just a huge shout out to them, because the amount of work that they put in, draining the pool, power washing it, getting it filled, getting the water and the chemicals all balanced, you know, getting the inside clean, our concession area ready to go, our pump room all you know, winterize it for the mm-hmm. for the cold season, so they really work hard for you know, from the end of March all the way up until we open, and they do an amazing job. So they've gotten started and they're rolling. It's looking really good.
We say it's a happening place. It's always it is always busy once the season comes, and it's, if it's on a nice day, it's a big pool. So
it's a big pool. It's like you said, there's tons going on. We've got so many. It's the only public pool in Spotsylvania County.
Yeah.
You know, everyone else is a private pool or a neighborhood pool, so mm-hmm. we're the only public pool in Spotsylvania County. But we also offer so much at the pool. We have pool parties, so if you have a team party or birthday or graduation, something that you're celebrating this summer, check out our pool party brochure. All of our packages for pool parties include drinks, chips, ice cream, and pizza for your guests.
See, now, I didn't even know that you did that.
Yeah, so we have these great party packages. So for 10 guests to get 10 drinks, 10 chips, 10 ice creams, and pizza, it's $85. So they're very, very affordable.
Yeah,
tons
plus you get
of
the
stuff.
Pool.
Right, the pool's there. You get tables and chairs that are reserved just for you.
Yeah.
So you basically just show up with a cake and you're ready to go. And we even have deluxe packages that include decorations, your paper products, and goodie bags for the kids. And they're just a little bit more than the basic packages. So great, great deals on those. And you just give us a call and we get them scheduled for you.
See, now, as a Spotsylvania County resident for years, I didn't even know that that was something that you did.
Yeah, well, sometimes when you come to Parks and Rec, just the amount of information that's out is overwhelming.
Yeah.
So sometimes we just need to, like we're doing right now, Ted, is just sit and talk about some of the things that we offer that a lot of people don't even realize that we do.
Yeah, yeah. So, isn't it at the end of the season where you can come, there's one day at the end of the season, or it's a night, of where you can bring your dog?
Yes, we've got the Dog on Pool Party. That is Saturday, September 8th. It's, I believe, 9 to 11 in the morning. And yeah, you can bring your dogs out. They get
I've always thought, I've never done it, but I've thought that's a fun thing.
The dogs love it. We've got tennis balls that have our little Parks and Rec logo on that we hand out to the dogs. I mean, they have a blast. We've got, you know, vendors there that are all puppy lovers. So, you know, they're giving out treats, and it's just a great time to meet other dog lovers too.
Yeah.
You know, that the everybody comes out with a friend. There's always, you know, some kind of puppy play date made after the Dog on Pool Party. So it's a good time.
Yeah, that's what that is the one thing I always saw. I've never come to it, but I've always thought I'd like to come and just see it, because that's a really cool thing. So do you have, and you may not know this, but do you have all the lifeguards hired for the year, or are you still looking for lifeguards?
We are still looking for lifeguards. We have a couple of spaces still available. So if you're looking for a job this summer and have your lifeguard certification, go to the Spotsylvania County website, and there's an online application that you put in there.
Okay.
And we'd love to have you. So, yep, we do have a couple of lifeguard spaces. All of our other positions are full at this time.
Now, you mentioned the season pass for the pool. You can also just go individual if you want to come on an individual day. That's real reasonable. If you just decide, hey, I want to go to the pool. If you're a county resident, it's not that much.
No, it's $4 per person. If you're coming just for the daily pass. We also have a book of 10 admissions,
okay.
Which is $35. So you get into the pool, 10 times for $35. So, you know, if you're kind of a frequent flyer and want to save some money over the summer, grab a couple of those books of 10 admissions, too. We've got daily fees. Just make sure you bring your ID because all of our fees are based on residents.
Yeah.
So we do have Spotsylvania County, resident fees, City of Fredericksburg fees, and then non-county and non-city residents.
Okay. So now, and again, if you're looking for a place to have a party for your kids, you've got it all set up.
We do, yep. And even beyond that, we've got our parties. We've got an amazing swim lesson program. So we do morning swim lessons and evening swim lessons. Ages 6 months through adult. All abilities, all ages. And this year, we've got a couple of brand new programs that we're bringing to the pool, which we're really, really excited about. The first one's our private swim lessons. So this year, you can take one-on-one swim lessons, and very, very affordable. It's $15 for a 30-minute lesson or $20 for an hour-long lesson. We also have the Senior Splash program, which is a fitness program for ages 50 and over. It's working out in the pool takes away all the impact on the joints. So anybody, that's suffered an injury or, just doesn't have the physical ability to do, stuff like Zumba and Jazzercise and stuff on land anymore, come on out to the pool. We've got that going on, and registration is open for that right now. And our Aquatic Strike, which is almost like a CrossFit in the water. So it's a high intensity, great workout. Again, if you're coming off an injury or, preparing for a sport in the fall, that's a great program to take, and that's for ages 15 and up. So registration for all of these things are currently open. So stop by the office and get registered.
Okay. That all the information you've got for anything else for the pools that we need to cover?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that's it. Yeah,
okay.
We've got a couple of special events coming, so just mark your calendars. A flick and float. We're watching Free Willy at the pool on this huge inflatable movie screen.
Yeah.
You get to bring your floats into the pool, hang out. We've got a couple of food trucks and concessions, games and prizes. That's Saturday, July 14th. And then later in the summer, we team up with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office for National Night Out Week. And so we're going to have a luau party on Saturday, August 11th. Same thing. We've got a DJ. We've got games, prizes, demonstrations from the sheriff's office going on. It's a great time. So a couple of mark your calendars for later this summer at the pool.
And check it out on the Parks and Rec Facebook page, or just Google Spotsylvania Parks and Rec, and you'll see the website has all this information. Lindsay Leach here. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Lindsay Leach with Spotsylvania Parks and Rec here this morning as we wrap it up talking about, it's going to be a busy spring and summer here, Lindsay, in Spotsylvania.
Yes, this is our busy time. We've got tons of our, programs, special events. Just lots of fun this summer and spring, and we're going to try to jam-pack it in since our summer's cut a little short this year this summer. So it's, intensified this year so we can get it all in before we go back to school.
Hit it running. Outdoor movies, I know. There's some outdoor movies coming out.
Yes, sir. We've got an outdoor movie series. It's going to be once a month in July, August, September, and October. We've already talked about Free Willy and our flick and float at the pool, but just to add to that, we again team up with the sheriff's office on Friday, August 10th for National Night Out. We're going to be showing the Avengers movie. We even have the live superheroes coming, so come get your picture taken with your favorite superhero out there. That one's at Public Safety. And then the one that I'm looking most forward to is Saturday, September 8th. It's going to be the Little Giants at Loriello Park. So, anybody my age, we can bring our kids out and show them, hey, this is the football movie that we used to watch.
Yeah.
And then to end it up, it's Saturday, October 6th. which is the same day as our Kids Galaxy Glow Run. We watch a movie afterwards that's open to the public, and we're watching Star Wars, The Last Jedi. We've got Star Wars characters coming to that one too, so we're really excited. All of the movies except for the Flick and Float, they're all free to the public to come. The Flick and Float has just a small fee to get into the pool, which is $3 for adults, $2 for children 5 to 12.
Okay.
And everybody else is free.
Okay. Yeah. Camps, I know, are a big thing.
Yes, camps are huge. Those registrations are going on now. All of our camps have a limited number of spaces, so please, please, please get your summer schedule ready. I know people are, you know, finalizing vacation plans and vacation Bible school stuff. So all of those dates should be out. So now come get your sports camps and your leisure camps. But we have a huge list.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It's small print.
Yes, it is small print. So we could fit it all on one page. But we have over 30 camps going on this summer. Baseball, basketball, cross country, football, soccer, track and field, cheerleading, freshwater fishing, horseback riding, just everything. We've even added a couple of new ones, a Fit Kids camp, Pound camp, which is super, super cool. It's workouts with like drumsticks for kids, and then a dance trance camp for kids too.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so tons and tons of stuff going on. There's morning classes, there's evening classes. And something that a lot of people don't know is a lot of our sports camps are run by our varsity high school sports teams as a fundraiser.
Okay.
So, like, our cheerleading camp is run by Riverbend cheerleaders. They make a portion of the registration fees as a fundraiser for their team. Same with football, basketball, baseball. So, you know, you're also supporting your local high schools, too, when you sign up and register for these camps.
And you're getting people who know what they're doing. So,
yes. Yep.
So it really is a good idea to get that brochure or to go online and you know, sit down with a calendar and figure out some of this stuff.
We have a whole camp brochure that, you know, has the details of all of the camps that we have going on. But if you're like me and just need a one-pager list, check out our spring and summer play-by-play, because that's got the one-page list of all the dates, the times, and locations for all the camps that we have going on.
Wow, Lindsay, we are out of time. We are totally out of time. Thank you so much.
Told you I was a talker.
thank you for coming in and doing all of this. Again, go to Spotsylvania Parks or just Google Spotsylvania Parks and Rec online, or there's a Facebook page and lots going on. Lindsay Leach, Spotsylvania Parks and Rec. Thanks, Lindsay. See you soon.
Thank you, Sada. I enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.